everyone. It's time again for the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. God is good, and like always, He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. God loves you. He cares about every part of your life. There's not one part of your life that He's not interested in. He knows that His ways will build you up and not tear you down. And He sent the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. And by following the Holy Spirit, I learned that God is always up to something good.
Amen.
And He will train you and prepare you for the next phase of your life. The Word of God will build you up and not tear you down. And it will take you forward and not take you backward. I thank the Lord for these things. And we're going to pick up where we left off. We've been talking about those hard questions. And the last part of that series was how about healing? The hard question was, how about healing? And in order to access your healing, you're going to have to use faith. So the new hard question is, how do I use my faith? And I thank the Lord for that, how we can learn about faith, how we can use our faith. We can be skilled at using our faith, and we can go forward. And in order to do that, I have a guest minister today. And I've heard him minister many times. He's a blessing, Pastor Jim's son.
Amen.
We call him Little Jim, but he's a big guy to me. And he did a message, and it just fits this broadcast. You know, he's been a blessing to my family. I've heard him many times. Sometimes I'll teach my children something, and I take them to church, and he teaches them the same thing. And they look at me, and I look at them, and, you know, it's just the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So people like that, I want people to be blessed. God is too good for people to not know Him. And a lot of times people miss out on God's best because of a lack of knowledge. And that's unnecessary. So the next voice you hear is that of Jim McCann IV.
Amen.
And he's a blessing.
Thank you, Thurston. You know, you asked a question to the listening audience, how do I use my faith? And I think most of the time we would directly go to Mark 11, 23, 24, and we'll talk about that real briefly, kind of getting into this, because after most people are familiar with the passage, after Jesus had cursed the fig tree, and by the next day the fig tree was withered up and died, and Peter brings the Lord's attention back to it. Look, you know, look at the fig tree you cursed. Mm-hmm. And Jesus used that as an opportunity to give some great, I like to call them PowerPoints, on how to use faith. Uh-huh. And he said, have faith in God. And some translations, even Brother Hagin used to always bring out, that it could even be translated as have the God kind of faith.
Yeah.
Have the very same type of faith as God. Mm-hmm. And we need to realize that as we're talking about this, is we are created in the image of God. Yeah. God's a faith God. And as we are new generate, born again people, it should be the way we move and live. The Bible says the just shall live by faith.
Yep.
And so he tells me, he says, have the faith of God. And then he gives some really key ingredients or PowerPoints, as I was saying, on how that faith works. And he says, you know, if you say unto the mountain, so we know faith very much involves your mouth and speaking. Yep. Whoever shall say unto the mountain, be removed, be not cast and see, but doesn't doubt in his heart, there's another key ingredient. Yep. The God kind of faith doesn't doubt in his heart. It doesn't waver. Mm-hmm. It doesn't one moment, it says, well, I think the mountain's going to move. And the next moment, well, I don't think it's not going to move because it ain't working. Or question whether it's God's will for it to move or not. It's not wavering back and forth.
No.
So we see that faith speaks to the mountain, and then faith doesn't doubt in his heart. So one of the things I think when we were talking about this is, and those are all good things, faith speaks. Faith doesn't doubt in his heart. But I think one of the things we need to grip is the faith I'm using. Here's where we got to start.
Yeah.
Is it really Bible faith?
Yeah.
Is it really Bible faith? Is it what God calls us faith? I mean, that very word there. Mm-hmm. Is what am I experiencing in my life? Is it what the Bible's talking about?
Yeah.
Because we're talking about how to use my faith. Well, then I want to know, first of all, is what I think about faith, is it really faith?
Yeah.
And, for example, You know, anybody can go down to a, you know, you might go fill out an application for a new job or fill out some type of any application anywhere, and they're going to, many times they'll ask you just to know something about you, maybe like a personality test or something. Well, what faith are you?
Yeah.
And so sometimes when people think of faith, they think of what religion are you, or what denomination do you belong to? Are you Protestant or Catholic or some Orthodox or something like that? Yeah. And over the times we kind of watered down what faith is.
Yeah.
And in the Greek, or translated from the Greek to the New Testament English, faith, most of the time, there is a couple little other places that's hairy, but most of the time it's usually translated as the word, it's the word pistis, P-I-S-T-I-S, and it's usually translated as faith or the word belief.
Yeah,
I've even had people bring up debates and discussions about the difference between faith and believing, and really, it's more simple than they're making it out to be. And it's really that every single time the word faith was translated when it was a noun, they kept it as the word faith, or the word pistis became the word faith. When they translated it as a verb, they would translate it as the word belief.
Okay.
And when it was a verb, the majority of the time it was that way.
Yeah.
And then with some other translations, they kind of they fumble back and forth with those. But pretty much, faith and believing carries that same concept. And this is the reason I want to bring this up, is because we think of faith as something so great, but even the word believe we've watered down.
Yeah.
You know, we say that, well, you know, I believe I'll have a hamburger. You know, we've just declared I have faith that I'm going to have a hamburger, you know?
Uh-huh.
And when we use it this much, sometimes the word believe don't seem as strong, and we water down those things when really these are powerful words.
Yeah.
These are words that should change the way we live.
Mm-hmm.
And a scripture I want to go to that's really going to bring some of these things out that I'm talking about is Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
And most people would call this a definition of faith, and whether it is or not, it explains to us some awesome, awesome things about faith. One of my favorite definitions of faith in the Bible is to be fully persuaded.
Yeah.
That's one of my, if not my favorite.
As certainty.
Yeah, that's right. You're absolutely convinced.
Yeah.
Bible faith is not fickle.
No.
Bible faith does not have any type of doubt.
No.
Remember, he says, have the God kind of faith and don't doubt in your heart.
Right.
Doubt is the word for differ.
Yeah.
You know, you're putting up something different than what God said.
Right.
And Abraham, the Bible says that Abraham, when he saw the contradicting circumstances, he saw the deadness of Sarah's womb, he saw the deadness of his own body, and he did see these things.
Yeah.
What did he do? He still, out of all that, did not stagger at the promise of God through unbelief.
That's
faith.
Yeah.
Faith looks at, well, you know what? In the natural, my body's not supposed to produce an offspring. Sarah's body's not supposed to produce offspring.
Uh-huh.
And now, even if we could, we're past the age of childbearing. But faith says, but God made us a promise.
Yeah.
And so we're going to go with what God says. And through that, he didn't stagger at the promise of God. Then it says, being fully persuaded.
Fully persuaded.
Fully persuaded that what God said, he is able to perform.
Yeah.
And that's what faith is. It's a full persuasion. Mm-hmm. That God will do what he said he will do.
Yeah.
Now, Hebrews 11:1 is really going to explain some things about the individual faith of every believer.
Mm-hmm.
It says it's now faith is the substance, and that's the word we're going to talk about for the next few minutes. That's that's the key word.
Yeah.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Mm-hmm.
If we were reading Mark 11:23-24 again, we talk about the things we desire when we pray.
Yeah.
Faith is the substance of things you desire, the things you hope for. What is it you're believing for? It's a healing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a debt, supernatural debt cancellation.
Yeah.
It's just whatever you're believing God for.
Yeah.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence, or I love one translation, the title deed.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Of things not seen. Then it says this, for by it the elders obtain a good testimony or a good report, depending on what translation you're reading.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these elders is kind of what I've been preaching on. I'm going to continue to preach on through the year.
Yeah.
And my website, if any of the people want to go to that, and look at some of the teachers I've already done on this and started beginning to do on it. Uh-huh. It's getintotheword.net.
Yeah.
It's getintotheword.net. And you can go and click on what is called the grandstands right there. Uh-huh. And because what I'm speaking of is all these elders, all these witnesses to the life of faith that's in Hebrews chapter 11.
Yeah.
And so I'm starting to do some teaching on that. So if you want to dig a little bit further with us, come visit with us at Victory Christian Fellowship, or at least log on to the website there.
Yeah.
We also broadcast on YouTube, so our live there, and you can hook up with us and watch us through the internet.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's talk about this word substance. This word substance, faith is the substance. Mm-hmm. The word substance is the word hypostasis.
Yeah.
In the Greek, it's the word hypostasis. You spell it H-U-P-O-S-T-A-S-I-S, mm-hmm. and it's a compound word, uh-huh. and it's going to really explain to us faith, or really what every individual believes about faith better than we have ever. This one word.
Yeah.
Substance is a translation, but I don't call it the best translation or the way I would have translated. It's not a bad, because faith is the substance, but there are some translations. For example, I believe it's the Berkeley translation says, faith lays a firm foundation. One translation says it's the firm persuasion. That word persuasion, yeah. Fully persuaded. Uh-huh. It's the absolute undeniable persuasion.
Yeah.
You're totally convinced.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's a little bit stronger than the word substance.
Yeah.
It's an absolutely convincing. But the word hypostasis, the word hupo means to be underneath something. Stasis means to stand.
Yeah.
And actually the idea of it, and I like the way Rick Renner and some other Greek expositors has explained it, is like the idea of a foundation.
Yeah.
And some translators even translate it that way.
Yeah.
Faith comes under and lays a foundation of things you're hoping for.
Yeah.
Now, that's going to shine a whole new light on what we think about faith.
Yeah.
Because really, what you're believing, or the way you're going to receive, the things that we're going to get, the things we're hoping for, the things we desire,
uh-huh.
if we're going to receive those, what is going to reach out and grab those things,
yeah.
the faith that's going to do that, is standing up on top of the foundation that's been laid for years in our
yeah.
life.
Uh-huh.
For example, whatever you believe about healing,
uh-huh.
if you believe that it's God's will to heal you right now, if you believe when God said, by His stripes you are healed, and you just take it as is, and you just says that's what God's word says,
mm-hmm.
then you've got a solid foundation and believe God for healing.
Right.
But many people, they don't grow up with that foundation.
Right.
They'll grow up, well, sometimes God does, and sometimes
yeah.
He don't.
Yeah.
Some people grow up even with, well, there ain't no healing today. It all passed away with when the last apostle died.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They believe that.
Yeah.
And so now faith is going to try to reach out
yeah.
and grab a healing, try to, you're believing, but what you're believing with, the foundation you're standing on, is maybe God will, maybe He won't.
Mm-hmm.
Or, well, healing's been done away with, so there's no hope anyway. But so really the result you're going to get is a maybe and a maybe not. That's all you can reach for,
yeah.
because that's all your faith is.
Because of bad teaching.
Oh, but bad teaching, error, doctrine.
Error.
And it really goes back to when we read the Word of God, the Bible says that the Word of God is for reproof,
yeah.
for instruction, for correction in righteousness, for doctrine, that the man of God may be firmly established.
Yeah.
You know, and so we need to realize that when we read the Word of God, we need to be open for correction.
Yeah.
And then if we have bad doctrine, and I think we probably all picked up bits and pieces of
yeah.
bad doctrine over the years, and we need to be straightened out on it.
Yeah.
Well, the Word of God will correct you.
Yeah.
But what happens is we begin to read. When we're reading the Word of God, we have to ask ourselves the question, are we reading what we believe,
mm-hmm.
or are we believing what we read?
Because yeah, that's perfectly
that's,
good.
Yeah. So when we go to God's Word and we're doing this, then I have to say, wait a minute. If I'm reading this, like I'm reading about a healing, and I'm reading that Jesus will heal me,
mm-hmm.
but in my mind, what I believe is, well, but this doesn't work no more.
Yeah.
This passed away. Well, then I'm reading what I believe. I'm putting my doctrine and I'm putting up walls around the Word of God.
Right.
I'm reading it with tunnel vision. I'm not being open for correction because I'm coming in with a lot of doctrine.
Yeah.
And but if I just simply read it as is and say, wait a minute, hold up. This scripture says God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, so yep. He don't change. So therefore, healing couldn't have been done away with.
Right.
And then this scripture over here says that He sent His word and healed our diseases. So therefore, I've got a solid ground to stand
you
on.
Got a solid
cleared up my doctrine. I got something solid to stand on. Mm-hmm. And now I'm beginning to, I would say that first set we're talking about, how do we use our faith? I think the first part is saying, you know what? Am I really using faith?
Yeah.
And so let's check our faith out.
Uh-huh.
Let's check our faith out and what we really are believing. And so faith is literally the foundation of everything we believe.
Yeah.
Amen.
It is.
Praise the Lord. I wasn't sure how long we would, wanted to go here for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And you want to praise the Lord. One more. All right. You want to close
out? With this, you know, it's important to examine
Amen.
What you believe and compare it to what God said.
Amen. That's right.
You know, a good way to find out is write down what you believe or what you think and then compare it with what God said.
Praise the Lord.
And with, you know, when you follow God, you have to always make adjustments.
Right.
I've had to make thousands of adjustments.
Oh,
how
sure.
I
sure.
And the Lord will help you to see His word for what it says. If you, when I study the word, I trust what He's saying.
That's right. That's right.
And then I make adjustments on mine.
Right.
Because the word is solid. It can't change. And I find myself having to make adjustments in just about every category.
Yeah.
But when you do, then the Holy Spirit can have something to work. He can only follow truth with
That's
signs
right.
and wonders.
That's right.
He can only honor His word as it's written and it's right in the divided form.
That's right.
He can't honor any type of error. So it's very important to take time and receive what God said, what the literal things of His word, what He
Amen.
Said.
Amen.
And I look like we're about out of time. But,
All right.
But the Lord Good. Is not. He'll continue to teach those that are
Amen.
Hungry and want to know. And tune in again next week. We're going to pick up right here.
Praise
and continue.
The Lord.
You know, God loves us.
Amen.
He's patient with us. Just like we're patient with our children when they do silly things and when they don't know better, we're patient. God is He's super patient with us as well. If you fail, if you didn't get where you thought you should be yet,
right.
Don't worry. Tomorrow's God's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will bless you continually.
Amen.
And He will help you to gain the understanding you need. But we're out of time, but the Lord is not. Continue to study His word. He'll continue to feed your heart. And Lord, I pray for the audience. I pray Amen. That You'll mightily move in their behalf. Until next time, I love you. God loves you. And
Amen.
Jesus is our Lord.
Amen. Praise